Love.
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 Sex.
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 Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Die Markfarbe.
Dishkow. Dishkow.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex, and dating.
Remy!
Hi, guys! How you guys doing? All the enthusiasm? Yes, you're going to find it right here on LSD. Rogue, please tell our listeners, what does LSD stand for?
Love, sex, and dating, people.
That is right. And you get your weekly dose of those things right here with us, Prem and Rogue. Just for those who don't know, we are real life siblings, and this is the platform where we take questions which concern love, sex, and dating.
Yes, yes, we're those potty mouth children who actually talk to each other and you about those four-letter words and other nasty things and fun things and excellent things as well. Sometimes we have guests. Next week, we're going to have a guest on the show, but we'll tell you more about that on social media. So you guys should follow us. We're LSD Cast.
Yes.
LSD, C-A-S-T on Twitter and Facebook, where we post things like polls and ask you questions and share all the news and information that's coming out, research about love, sex, and dating. And you hear it from Prem and Rogue every single time.
There you go. Could not have summed it up better.
No, you couldn't have, obviously. We've always said that Prem is the brawn and I am the brain.
Oh, gee, thanks. But you know what? I'll take it. I've been told that my whole life in comparison to my sister, dear. So
we just roll with it. Anyway, Prem, how's your week been? What have you been up to since the last show?
Week has been good. I was traveling out of the city. I had an amazing time.
Oh, and the city, in case you don't know, is the City of Angels.
Los Angeles. That's right.
Yes. So you were traveling.
I went to the East Coast, celebrated a buddy's birthday, which was amazing. So it was 5 days of nonstop fun and musty.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I came back, I just had to take it easy. So I've been just, this weekend, it was a lot of lunches and like daytime activities. I didn't really go out and party out. So I had a very...
Daytime activities, like afternoon delight?
One was a lunch on Saturday, and Sunday I went to play a round of golf because
okay.
That's what we do. So it was a fun, relaxing weekend for me. What about you, Rogue? Did you get into any trouble?
I did some stuff that was fun. I didn't get into any trouble. And then I hurt my back.
Oh, no.
Which is a story that I'm not going to share. Because it wasn't erotic. It was completely stupid. And that was just the way things go. I'm kind of embarrassed by it. And it's not worth sharing. I hurt my back. I was flat on my back, which again sounds dirtier than it is. It was really just painful. And yeah, that's how it's been. Mixed bag.
I see. So what kind of a show do we have lined up today?
Well, it's slightly more serious than some of our other shows,
mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's real, it's relevant, and that's how life is. Fucking messy.
It is. And you know what? I'm ready for this because it is our duty to go ahead and kind of solve people's questions, issues, etc.
Or at least weigh them out and give them direction. I really feel like we end up playing devil's advocate a lot rather than giving like directives. But I'm comfortable with that. I think, and our listeners obviously are as well. Like we're not judge and jury. Sometimes we make fun of our listeners, but always with love. And sometimes we just want to hear you out and show you other perspectives, right?
Absolutely.
Well, on that note, let's take a tiny, tiny break. And when we come back, we'll get into self-actualization and soulmates.
Perfect. We will see you on the other side.
Hi, this is Michael Burns from Tall Tales Takeaway, India's first storytelling podcast where we feature true stories by people just like you. Find us anywhere where podcasts are found.
And we're back.
Yippee. We've got a pretty serious question, I have to say, though.
Yes, we do. And we, you know what? We actually like these serious questions, right, Rogue? Because this is one of those few times when someone has actually written this long, detailed email. And I feel so involved in this situation. So
such a voyeur. No, I'm kidding. No, it just helps us. It helps us like figure out the scenario and really understand all the context and the situation so that we can, you know, chew it over.
Yeah, put our best foot forward and, you know, be adequate in giving the right advice and kind of like steering the person in what we think is the right path, which usually is the right path.
Right. Well, as right as things can be with love, sex and dating.
That is true.
Which is generally just gray. Our logo is really like psychedelic, but, you know, there's a lot of gray in this area. Anyway, come on, Prem. What's the question? Okay.
So we have Shefali who has written in to us and she says that, firstly, she said that she loves our show. Thank you, Shefali. That's very sweet.
Yay. We love you too.
And she's like, oh, she wrote saying, I love Prem. Oh, that's so sweet, Shefali. Okay, she didn't write
she
that.
She did not.
Fine. But I know that she wanted to. But anyway, that's beside the point. So,
love.
And
danger.
Shefali writes in, and it's a really heartfelt email, so I really feel for her. So Shefali writes in saying that she's an artist, she's an actor, and she has been married for 1 year now. And she has started to feel lately that her husband is becoming more and more unsupportive of her underlying dream and ambition of pursuing her career, which is in acting. And she also writes that before when they were dating, he was very encouraging. He used to always ask me about my audition, how did it go? And, you know, I felt the support. But lately, I feel very diminished in front of him because he's always asking me if I'm going for an audition, when is my next audition? You know, he also asked me how long are you going to keep doing this? And she also writes saying that I feel very cornered and now the situation has become bad for me because I feel very conscious in front of him. I feel like he's always judging me and it's just a horrible feeling. I was under the impression that soulmates are there for each other no matter what and they fight through thick and thin. And I just do not feel that way at all. And I want to know, is this the end of the road for us? Is this it? Or is there a way to salvage this and actually make him see things from my perspective? And it's not like I haven't already tried. So this is what I ask you, Prem and Rogue, that what should I say or what should I do?
All right.
So firstly, Shefali, I want to just say something to you, which is that people who, I know for a fact that your husband is obviously in the corporate world, something completely opposite of arts, because a non-artist person will never understand the struggles of what an artist, an actor goes through. And he will not understand the passion either. And Shefali, just the fact that he said that, how much time you're giving this, what is the time frame? That says a lot. Rogue, what do you think?
It actually sounds like our mom. Sorry, I couldn't help that. Where, you know, it's this idea that you have to conform to a certain trajectory and that you indulge your hobbies for a while, after which you straighten up or admit that it's not working and then go with, you know, a corporate defined path. Mm. Both Prem and I have very non-traditional jobs and we used to get this from our family. Thankfully, our partners have never done this, I think. Has any of your partners done this?
Rogue, I must correct you in one thing. It was never our mom. It was our dad. But our mom would just like be a tota, a parrot, and just repeat what our dad would say.
Oh. Okay, so it was both of them.
No, it's a fact. It's an absolute fact.
Right.
Yeah.
And Prem is more in the artistic line than I am. But we've never had real corporate jobs for very long. Anyway.
Listen, I paint with a toothbrush in my mouth. Not many people can do that.
God, thank God he said that. I really started to go like elsewhere.
Oh, Rogi, you dirty mind. Anyway, we've got to help Shefali out. So come on.
Yeah. But either way, I think there's definitely a mismatch, right? And expectations from each other have changed. Her expectation of him is that he would stay supportive forever and that she would continue to try her best at her passion. And what you said, I think, is totally right. Like, people on the outside don't understand the other side. I'm not a very artistic person, and I don't get that drive that leads people to keep auditioning in the face of rejection, right? So I'm sort of, I guess, in the middle, where I would be like, okay, try for some time. If it doesn't work by X number of tries or X number of months, then really think about some sort of middle ground, so that you can be actualized as well as financially independent, if that makes sense.
So I agree with you on that, Rogue, because like, you don't want to turn... Okay, I'm just saying, age is just a number, but for the sake of it, for the sake of argument, I kind of agree on Rogue's point of view, because it's like, you don't want to wake up at like 50 and you have just been stuck there because you're being obstinate. Now, there's also a thin line between being really passionate about something or just being obstinate and just trying to prove somebody wrong. So I agree that maybe Shefali should say, okay, you know what, I'm going to go all at it for the next 3 years or 4 years. And at the same time, I would like to discover what my other skills are. Someone very wise, very recently said that fuck passion. Passion is great. Fuck passion. Do what you're good at. Do what you're great at. And I love that. I really did. Because you can be passionate about so much, but is passion going to fill everything? Is going to fill your tummy? Is going to give you joy, happiness? Maybe not. Maybe I'm passionate about UFC, but that doesn't mean that I walk into a UFC ring and get my head knocked off.
I don't even know what UFC is.
Oh, UFC is the Ultimate Fighting Championship. I can watch it on TV, pay-per-view, because it's fun, it's entertaining. But
that doesn't translate, right?
Exactly.
But okay, anyway, sorry, we're kind of all over the map here. But you asked about the time frame thing and the expectations thing, but it looks like his expectations have changed. And you know, I've heard this from a lot of people when they get married, like, now that you have a commitment to each other.
Yes, yes, yes.
Your expectations are bound to. So, you know, clearly Shefali didn't see that coming, and maybe her husband didn't either, but there's been a shift and they have to address it because they're not on the same page anymore, whether it's because of sudden financial constraints or this idea of, oh shit, like, we've got to get, you know, we've got to buy a house, or we've got to get our kids. We're going to have kids next year. We have to get them to school. We need a double income, or whatever is going on, right? That dynamic has shifted and he's addressing it in this passive-aggressive manner, right, by putting her down and trying to sort of pressure her into towing some sort of line, whether it's financial or about stability or just, I don't know, some sort of trophy wife thing. We don't have that information because we don't know her husband.
Right.
But it's clearly upsetting her. So, and she's tried to talk to him.
So it's quite a predicament, because it's like a time frame for acting. And let me ask you, Ro, if you were in a situation like that, would you pull the plug on the relationship?
I actually feel like we need a little more information from Shefali. So if I were her and I just had this burning need and desire to continue down a path that was not giving me very much back, I would really evaluate where I am in terms of, yes, you have the passion, but are you also getting to act on it? And, you know, that was a very bad pun. But if it's acting and I'm not getting any jobs, all I'm doing is auditioning, I would probably get really discouraged. But, you know, what happens for most of us is that you try, and then you get one thing and then it looks great. You've got something and you sort of latch onto that and you think that, oh, the next thing's right around the corner. I'll have another piece again. And you just keep, you get stuck in that cycle of hope. Mm-hmm. If that's enough to sustain you, and you can explain that to somebody that this is okay, like I'm good with it, then sure. I don't know if I would be, honestly. I think I'm more of a type A, and I have expensive tastes. So
what about soul searching? Is that something that would really help in a situation like that, where Shefali sits down and really asks those really important questions that one would ask themselves?
Like you just talked about, whether it's obstinacy or like a need.
Yeah.
To be realistic and to assess where you're at.
Yeah. There's always the one question that you're not supposed to actually ask an artist, which is like, why?
What's that?
Do you want to do the thing that you do?
Right.
Of course, you can have an answer, but there's no real answer, if you know what I mean. Like, you cannot ask an actor, why do you act? You can't ask an artist, why do you paint? Because, of course, it's all expression, but it's something very unique and different to every person. So I'm actually stumped, because on one hand, I feel for Shefali, but on the other hand, I also agree with Rogue that there has to be, you know, a very realistic approach to things as well. Like, one cannot just be a dreamer, because Rogue, tell me if I'm wrong, what if Shefali just walked away from this guy and then she failed as, you know, I'm not saying she would, but just say that things didn't work out for her in her ambition. Don't you think she'd be really, she would find herself in a real bind?
I don't know, because if she feels like her personality is being suppressed and compromised here, is she really going to be happy? And second, if she leaves and she, okay, let's say she doesn't become an Amitabh Bachchan, right? And she's just like a character actor or whatever. She's getting jobs in ads or whatever. She's happy with that. That's feeding her soul. She might meet somebody who is on the same level or supports her, encourages her on her own terms and is okay with her being there. You know, honestly, everybody doesn't get to be an A+, right? It's okay to be a B+ and be happy where you are. If your partner gets that, I think that's great. If your partner pushes you to be better than you are in a way that's supportive, that's even better. But if a partner is putting you down because you're okay where you are and is making you feel bad about it, I don't know. I don't know. Shefali, you know, we're just going back and forth.
Yeah.
Prem, tell me if you agree. I think maybe couples counseling is what you guys need. Like, seriously, go to a professional, both of you, and get some mediation.
Yeah.
Because if you've tried and you don't know what's going on with him, like, is it finances? Is it the children thing? What? Buying a house? You may need to go a little deeper, because it may not just be about being soulmates.
Yeah. And it's also one thing that Rogue and I both encourage people. There's nothing wrong. We've said this a gazillion times. There's nothing wrong with going to a professional. That's what they're there for, to get some guidance. And it's not a bad thing. It's a taboo. We all know it. But guys, get over
it's
it.
Changing.
So 21st century, get with the program, guys. Don't be primitive.
Yeah, don't be that guy who thinks only pagal log psychologist ko dekhne jaate hain. Like,
exactly. Absolutely.
If you want to fix something, go together.
All right, Rogue. Wow. That was a long one. I think we kind of like weighed out all the options. And and I think Shefali does have a lot to chew on. So Shefali, we would love it if you wrote back and let us know how everything went. And I would encourage all the listeners to write in and, you know, just express how much you love us. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Let me finish this, Prem. So, Shefali, we may not have helped you with a definitive answer, but I hope we've encouraged you to look at it from different perspectives and not just the black and white of a soulmate should stick by a soulmate through thick and thin. And hopefully you'll explore this with a psychologist. We are not ashamed to say that we can only give you so much advice on this show. That's just how it is.
Okay, on that happy note, we're going to take a long break and we'll be back shortly.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
Wow, that was a long break. How do you feel, Rogue?
That was also a long answer.
I know it was, really was.
I feel like maybe I should like do some jumping jacks or something, shake off the tension and you know, do something cerebral and not artsy at all. My God, so much pressure. How do people do this? Yeah?
I
have full respect for people who are in the arts and then they trying to express themselves while also trying to make a living. It's tough, man.
You know, it's a very, it's a 50-50 nowadays. It's like, of course, there's talent, but it's business. Business at the end of the day as well. So one has to keep that in mind.
This is true. And you have to get by. You have to make a living. I can't tell you how much over the last week I have totally fantasized about being a trophy wife. So, it sounds terrible, but I'm totally up for this. You know there are websites to sign up for a sugar daddy, right?
Oh, yeah, I do. In America, it's pretty common.
Right, and you have to be like nubile, a 19-year-old, and put a selfie of yourself like sucking a lollipop or something. But so clearly I wouldn't, you know, make it on that. But hey, man, like really, can't somebody just pay me to exist and you know, read? And chill and think and go out for lunch with no expectations of anything.
Do you want me to give you the long answer or the short answer?
Say both.
So the long answer is that, of course, there are people like that who exist. But since you want a sugar daddy at this phase of your life.
Yeah, I've worked long enough.
He'd probably be in his 70s or 80s. That's the bad.
Perfect.
That's the bad. Yeah, exactly. Then you can inherit everything in like five years. Okay, I would encourage you actually, Rogue. That's it. You have my vote. I didn't even think about it like that. We will be rich.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, but you know, everybody lives a lot longer. So even if I find a 70-year-old, he might live to be like 99.
So that was the flip side.
Yeah, it has to be somebody I like that I can talk to. Did you guys ever see this mockumentary called Best in Show? It's hilarious. There's this segment about this man who's like on breathing apparatus, like he's so unwell, and his trophy wife, who's trying to convince the interviewer they have so much in common, like this man can't even talk, and she's like, we love to talk and not talk, and we love soup, and then she can't think of anything else to say that they both love. So hey, you guys, if you know somebody who like loves to talk or not talk and loves soup, I'm here. I'm available.
Excellent. So Rogue has just put herself out there again. the things that I have to deal with as a younger brother is just not funny. But anyways, it was a wonderful show, Rogue. Thank you so much for sharing so much. And I'm going to hang
what?
Up.
What? Why are you being so formal?
I'm going to hang up and call.
Anytime.
I'm going to hang up and call Mummy. Mummy! You won't believe what Rogue just said.
I'm going to tell her that you said that she was just a what? Something of her father when she was scolding us. What did you say? What was that word?
I said that we had the most amazing parents. Both Mummy and Daddy.
Hang up. You're not going to get through because I'm going to call her first.
Okay. Enough of that. But what I wanted to say was, please write in to lsdcast@sonolog.com. And we are always here for you.
All right. We'll catch you soon.
Till next time.
Ciao.
You've been listening to the LSD Cast, where it's all about love, sex, and desi dating, with your hosts, Prem and Ro. A Sonolog production.